Locker room chats continue tonight on KNZA. We're talking some about the Blue Jay basketball. We got the girls coach locked in. That's Joseph Gruber joining us. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Service as well. Appreciate our sponsors making this thing a weekly tradition here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And, you know, coach, a couple games to kind of dive into, and a very good Rossville team you saw at home on Friday. Let's start there. You know, a game comes down to the wire for sure, but comes up as a five-point loss, 44-39. And, you know, in a season where it hasn't been what you have probably hoped to this point, still seeing your girls grind and battle and being in the thick of things against a very good team on Friday, I'm sure gave you a lot of optimism moving forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I thought that was the game that we've executed the game plan the most, just offensively and defensively, and gave us, put us an opportunity to win a game up 38-34 late, and then Rossville made some plays down the stretch, and we didn't. But, yeah, like you said, especially the girls, the season hasn't really gone the way they wanted it to, win-loss-rise, but I've seen them get better, and they've kind of bought into that. So it's really good to see them continue to keep fighting, but you feel for them because some calls didn't go our way, some baskets didn't go our way, but they didn't let it affect us, and they played hard.
Yeah, and we had your games last night on KNZA over at Jefferson West, and, you know, you look at that one and, you know, haven't had a ton of time, maybe a little extra time with the snow in, so maybe kind of dissecting that a little bit. You know, you kind of look back on it, really two quarters, kind of the difference there. You know, the first and third quarter is where Jeff West kind of took advantage of that game. The second and fourth quarters, you guys basically play, you know, even basketball. And I know you had one of your key forward starters, Audrey Herman. She was out of the game, so you lost a little bit of length down low. And, you know, maybe the rebounding wasn't quite as there. But really kind of two quarters the difference. Do you see it, you know, kind of that way? How do you kind of execute the outcome of the game at Jeff West last night?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't start out the game too hot. Got down 18-2. And then crawled our way back into the game, had it to about 11-12. There in the second and third quarter, and we had some opportunities to get that down to single digits, down to 8-7-ish area. And I think that the game tightens up a bit, and then just didn't go our way. Credit to Jeff West, man. They shot it well. But they had a great game plan. They executed it well. We missed, Audrey last night, but I thought we had some girls step up. Sophia Haverkamp played really well. Macy Terhoda in her first career start, I thought she did some really good things for us. Obviously, didn't go our way, but I saw some good things going forward that we can build off of.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, Sophia, Macy, you know, some of these younger girls who are really getting their feet wet here at the varsity level. And, you know, I wanted to ask you about Sophia. She knocked down three threes in that second half, led your team with 11 points, a girl that I think going back to it only had made four threes all year, yet it seemed like the basket opened up for her. What have you seen from her, her progression, and obviously a nice night for you?
Yeah, obviously. So has gained more and more confidence throughout the season, and that shows in the way that she plays. We have about 9-10 girls that can play for us any given night, and that we kind of shuffle through rotations. But it's good to see some girls starting to gain more confidence in who they are and what they can do. Sophia is just a great example of that, of somebody that didn't really get minutes to begin the season, and instead of just packing it in, really, really worked hard in practice on bettering herself, and then now given the chance of an extended role for us.
Yeah, now you get an opportunity here to get one on Friday night. You know, you look at this Perry team and Perry LeCompton, of course, and, you know, they only had a couple of seniors come back, and I think both seniors that really had the key roles, you know, coming back from last year, now out for the year. They're playing a lot of freshmen and sophomore, and they're kind of in that rebuild mode, you know, so to speak. So you kind of look at this Perry team and kind of put a game plan together. Where does it start? How do you look to execute in just a few keys for the game on Friday night?
I think just like us, they've improved greatly, especially in the girls that have stepped into roles they didn't think they would be in. I think Joey's done a really, really good job with them. So I'm excited to compete on Friday and get after it a little bit. Our game plan is maybe the same as always. Play tough and physical on defense and offensively. Work the ball until we get great looks. I'm just excited to compete on Friday. I know the girls are too.
There it is. Sabetha girls basketball coach, that is Joseph Gruber, joining us again, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Service as well. Four games left in the regular season. That stretch starts on Friday on the road at Perry LeCompton. Of course, a broadcast you can view on the Sabetha channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, really appreciate the few minutes, man, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you.